This is Midday Classics on WSKG Classical. The Madrigal Choir of Binghamton and the Trinity Memorial Church Choir are presenting a performance of Johann Sebastian Bach's The Passion According to St. John on Saturday, April 13th at 7 p.m. in Trinity Memorial Episcopal Church, 44 Main Street in Binghamton. I'm pleased to welcome the conductor, Bruce Borton. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
How long has it been since this has been performed in the Binghamton area?
It's only been performed two times that I know of that we've found. It was performed at Binghamton University sometime in the 80s, mid-1980s, before I actually arrived in Binghamton. My predecessor, David Butoff, conducted a performance of it. And then it was done once just after I arrived by, surprisingly enough, one of our graduate students, who was an orchestral conducting student of Tim Perry's. And he chose the St. John Passion as his thesis recital, which was remains to this day the most ambitious thesis recital that we've ever had at the university.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Would you give the listeners an idea of how ambitious the work is?
Well, it's a nightmare to conduct, I want to tell you that. It's there's, I don't know, 50, 60 joints in the thing, and they're constantly going from recitative into a chorus, a recitative into an arioso, and the evangelist has to pick up the tempo ahead, and the chorus has to just immediately, and the chorus and orchestra come immediately in, and the poor conductor's got to really keep his head together. So I'm waking up. It's quaking in the night these days.
Is there any evidence of why, for what purpose, Bach wrote this?
Well, this was actually his first Easter season work that when he arrived in Leipzig. He was hired in 1623 in the early summer. He started, and he had already been at work on this Passion setting for the Easter season, 1724. And in a way, I think Bach was trying to prove to the town council who had hired him as the third choice, that he was worthy of them. You know, they didn't believe that Bach was a progressive enough composer to suit their needs in Leipzig at the time. But I think he proved them wrong, because this was very much in the new kind of operatically influenced style. The arias and choruses and dramatic characters.
And you've got a lot of characters. Can
we
you
do.
Tell us about your soloists?
Well, you've got four aria soloists. Christina Taylor, Kelly Miller, Jim Gleason, and John Shellhart are all singing aria solos. Then we have several people out of the chorus that are singing roles of Pilate and Peter and the servant. And our kind of the principal soloist in there is the evangelist Steve Nanny, and Jesus, sung by Randy Messing. And these characters, these solo characters, voice the words of the characters in the drama. And then the evangelist acts as the narrator, connecting the events and, in a sense, filling in for the scenery and costumes that you would have in an opera.
And what's the orchestral, what are the orchestral forces?
Orchestra is strings, oboes, flutes, and continuo. Continuo being organ and harpsichord, and cello. We use both harpsichord and organ on this, and we try to, in the Jesus's words, are being highlighted or haloed, if you will, by the organ, whereas the rest of the recitatives are in with the harpsichord. It's a little bit reflecting what he did later on in the St. Matthew, when he had the words of Jesus surrounded by strings. And so we're trying to recreate that a little bit here.
What's coming up in the Madrigal Choir's hub?
We've got several things coming up. Coming up very soon in May, on May 18, we've got a tribute to Moses Hogan, and that's going to be at Trinity Memorial Church also. Moses Hogan being one of the kind of more recent composers who were particularly well known for setting spirituals, African-American spirituals. and really in a spectacular fashion. And they've become standards in the choral world all over the place. And we're doing a whole program of that. As part of that, we're welcoming Derek Lee Reagan, who's a countertenor and was a friend of Moses Hogan from college days. And Derek is a world-class countertenor, and he'll be doing some solo songs that Hogan set, and also singing solos on some of the choral things we're doing. We're combining with a couple of church choirs and the Binghamton High School Choir, Tabernacle Methodist Church Choir, so it's a very nice community event, and we're looking forward to that a lot. So that's coming up in May. In the summer, we're singing at the Gardens, Cutler Gardens, in July, repeating a thing we did last year with them, the Much Ado in the Garden, where everybody dresses up in their Renaissance costume, and there's a lot of Shakespeare stuff going on, readings and monologues, and we sing madrigals from the era. So,
coming up this Saturday at April 13th at 7 p.m. in Trinity Memorial Episcopal Church, 44 Main Street in Binghamton, the Passion According to St. John by Johann Sebastian Bach, performed by the Madrigal Choir of Binghamton and the Trinity Memorial Church Choir, led by my guest, Bruce Borton. Bruce, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Bill.